If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, on this pasuk, mamish, if you learn Chumash Rashi, here in the parish of the Bnei Slavchad, came Bnei Slavchad Doivrois, Nosang Titan Lem Achuzas Nachala, Betoich Ache Avien Vavarto Es Nachlas Avien Lohem. So Nosang Titan, says Rashi, Shnei Chalokim. It's a double lashon, and it's teaching us that they get two chalakim. Chelak avihen shehoyim miyotzim mitzrayim, a chelak of their father, because he was one of the yotzim mitzrayim. Vechelkoy im echav benichsei chefer, and also another chelak together with Slavchad's brothers benichsei chefer. Hear Rashi? Rashi's bothered with a kasha. Nasin titein is a double lashon. Right? Where do you find nasin titein? By the mitzvah of tztaka. The rabbi is afilu meyer pa'amim. You're supposed to give an araman tztaka. Here also it says nasin titein. What's the double lashon? Because there's two chalakim. This Slavchad's chelik, his own chelik. He's one of the Eretz Mitzrayim. And then Slavchad gets a chelik in chefer. So two kashas on Rashi and Chumash. Kasha number one, it's shnei chalakim. The Mishnah said Gimel Chalakim. The Gemara said it's really four Chalakim. So why is Rashi saying Shnei Chalakim? What happened to the double portion? The fact that Slavchad is a Bechar? And also, what happened to all these rich uncles? So how is it Shnei Chalakim? It should be Daled Chalakim. Right, good Kasha? Very, very obvious question. But I'll tell you even a better Kasha. Yesterday we went through Rashi in earlier Parshas Pinchas, where Rashi went through the whole Seder of how the Nachla worked, right? L'shmois matay savoysam. And Rashi says, Shina hakasuv Nachla zumi kol ha-Nachla shabateira. And Rashi gave the whole long-winded Mahalach that Tosfos quotes in our Sugya, Daf Kuf Yizayin Amud Aleph, which explained the Psokim according to which man the Amar, Rabbi Yonason, who holds the Baye Aretz Neschalk Aretz. And then here Rashi in the parish of Bnei Slavchad says, oh, the Bnei Slavchad got two chalakim, they got one chalak for Tzlavchad. Slavchad, Tzchelik, that's only true if you hold the Yotzim Mitzrayim, the Schalk Aretz. Again, either way in our Gemara, it's four. But how you get there makes enough Gemina. And the way Rashi is explaining it is he's saying that you got Slavchad, who cares if he's a Yotzim Mitzrayim? It's Labai Aretz. There's a stira in Rashi in Chumash. It's a fleshing stira. Does Rashi hold that Yotzim Mitzrayim is Schalk Aretz, or does he hold Labai Aretz is Schalk Aretz? I'm going out on a limb, and I'm saying that if you learn Chumash Rashi, Parshas Pinchas, ordinarily you go through these Rashis, you notice this, you don't notice this, but if you're holding a shtickle in the sugya of Yesh Neuchlin, just learning these Gemaras with these Rashbams, these two Rashis jump off the page. Ein lucha stira gedoyla mizu. Here you have a Rashi who's being mefarish l'boi yaretz neschal garetz, and here you have a Rashi that's being mefarish l'yotze mitzrayim neschal garetz. It's two completely different formulations. It's two completely different understandings of the history of exactly how Yerusha Teretz Yisrael worked. It's a very, very stark kasha.